Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com. Listening to us in the state of Tennessee. Very interesting. Ray, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, Austin, I appreciate the show. Interesting topic today. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Glad I got a chance to get through and talk to you today.
Yes, sir. What do you think? What is the greater priority? What's more important, the employer or the employee? Where do you start with that?
Well, you know, you start, I guess, with fundamentally the employee. I think it ends up, it's a complex issue. And I think there's a lot of, and I'll try to get to my point real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the employee because the employer, I guess, the person, the business owner, he or she goes forth and creates the idea. And then they have to go out and employ people. A lot of times these projects start off where they're the employee and employer, but the businesses get big enough, they employ people.
Sure.
Then I think, Austin, the important thing is that the employee – ease have an opportunity to feel vested in what is happening. And if the employer does not make that happen, you know, I hate that symbiotic relationship thing, but in successful businesses, I think the owners understand the more vested they can get the employees, the better
mm-hmm.
the opportunity is. So I think fundamentally when it falls down, it's a breakdown on one side or the other. You can start pointing fingers at labor or employees, but it's in everybody's benefit to try to work together.
I could not agree with that more. I like the way you say that. Do you think most people in the labor force today, or those who are trying to be in the labor force anyway, do you think people have a general respect for employers? What you're characterizing, Ray, is a very balanced approach here. Do you think most workers recognize that, hey, you know, this kind of starts with somebody willing to start a business and willing to hire me? What are your thoughts are on that?
Well, you know, I think there are cycles, I think, in all, you know, in startup businesses and stuff like that where there's no data. The employment forces, I think, sometimes speak for themselves. If there's a failure in the business, if businesses can't get employees and stuff like that through social media and things like that, I think word gets around whether or not it's something that you want to be a part of. So, you know, there's a difference between, you know, character and reputation. An owner might think their character is something, but their reputation is something different. So, again, I think if there's a breakdown, you can start pointing fingers. But if there is a breakdown and a company can't grow because they can't get employees.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com.